Hello everyone, before we get to the following episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast, we wanted to remind everyone that the Jungle Cruise Challenge is coming. It's coming and it'll be here before you know it. It's fast approaching. The dates are Friday, August 19th to Sunday, August 21st, with the actual ride day on Saturday. Now, this reminder is to give everyone a heads up that if you want to order the special shirts for that event, you would go to www.junglecruisechallenge.com. I want you to click on the gear tab and you can order your shirts. Michelle and I ordered our shirts this week, Wednesday of this week, and the order window looked to be pretty tight. So if you want yours in time for the event, you have to order ASAP. I would say no later than this weekend. We just wanted to give everybody a heads up on that. Also wanted to let everyone know that we are planning to record a special podcast with Becky Menken, A Mouse Fan Travel, and Phil Vanderpool regarding that weekend. It'll be a rundown of the weekend one more time, and we'll also talk about a very special get-together the night before the challenge. That get-together will be for Mouse Fan Travel clients, and we're looking forward to that. And that will be Friday night, August the 19th, so you may want to keep that evening open for that special occasion. More on that as we get into that podcast. And I think that's it. Okay, so let me see. Reminder about the challenge weekend. Mention that it's the 11th hour for ordering shirts. Mention of the special Jungle Cruise Challenge podcast coming up. And also a heads up for those of you who are booked with Mouse Fan Travel to keep that Friday night open for a very special get-together. All right, I've done my job, so on with the show.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, this is Chad Wyrick from Norton, Massachusetts, and I listen to the Mickey Miles and More podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 399.
Whoa!
Of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. 399. That's almost a million of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa. This is Mike Scopo, and along this is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show, as always, is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Boy, am I missing that Chris Eliopoulos.
Really?
No, I'm not missing him. You know why? Because I know he's having a wonderful time at Walt Disney World. He's enjoying himself with his family, and yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think that if he's not here, then I should give a running...
Give a running song.
Give a running song, okay? So I'm looking at my running list that I have right now, and I think I'm going to go... Let me see.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. The anticipation's building.
Okay, Michelle, I think this is one that I stole from you. It's called Maha Mayahai.
Oh no, not that one.
By Dan. Dan Balin. Yeah. I'm playing it in the background right now.
No.
Let's let everybody listen to about 15 seconds. That's in the background. All right. So that's my contribution to this podcast. So Michelle, we've been to Disney World a lot, and I don't know how many times. I think I'm on the three digits.
Don't you count on all the surveys that you get?
Yeah.
How many times have you been?
I'm on the three digits. So, but that doesn't mean I've done everything. And,
yes.
Many times I've thought about, I'd like to do something different, and I know that you've talked about that too. So, One of the things that we've been talking about maybe doing on a run Disney weekend, or maybe just any vacation, is to maybe take advantage of one of the many tours that's allowed down there. So we thought that we'd spend some time talking about briefly about the ones that are in Epcot and ones that we're considering. And, you know, maybe next chance any of you get, maybe you'll take some time and do something different to do one of these tours. So, Michelle, let's start off with the first one.
Okay. All right. One that I really like, and I'm a science geek. I like this for a few different reasons. Number one, it's sciencey. Number two, it's cheap. Number three, you can often book it while you're there. Walk right up and do it. And there's a discount. There are some discounts too. And that is the Behind the Seeds tour. So it's a 1 hour walking tour. And I guess another reason to like it is that it only takes an hour. It's a 1 hour walking tour of the land and the greenhouses behind the land that you get to see when you're doing Listen to the Land. Sometimes you're, or what's it called? Is it just the land?
Listen to the Land.
What's the name of the attraction? I can't remember. The boat one. I should know.
Oh, it's
Living with the Land. Living with the land. So I'm remembering the old song that was there. So sometimes you're on that attraction and you kind of turn the corner on the boat and there are people standing in the greenhouse, and those people are on the Behind the Seeds tour. And you get to learn about hydroponics. You get to kind of see some of the things that they do with the fruits and vegetables that they grow and how they grow them. They talk about how they control the pests there. And so a lot of times it's a college intern who's doing it, but I think it's a great, I think I've done it at least three times. You can make reservations, and I think it starts at about $20 per adult, $16 per child, but they do have AP and DVC discounts too. Have you done that one, Mike?
I don't know if I have. I don't think I have.
It's offered so many. It's actually recommended for preschoolers, kids, tweens, teens, adults, and it looks like it runs about every 45 minutes during the day. So, love that one.
There are a lot of tours in Epcot, and one of them that I'm doing research for the show, I wasn't aware of it. It's one that takes place primarily in World Showcase. It's called Destinations Discovered. It's I think it's about 5 hours long. It's approximately $109 a piece. But I believe you can get, again, if you are an annual pass holder, maybe a DVC. I know at least as an annual pass holder, you can get 15% off. So it's under $100. And it's pretty cool. Again, it lasts for 5 hours. And you start in, I'm not sure where you start, but... you go through all the pavilions, and they talk about the architecture, and they talk about the shops, and they talk about, you know, the different restaurants, and if there's attractions and anything specific about the pavilions. I believe you also have lunch at Restaurant Marrakesh. It's a walking experience. It lasts about 5 hours, and it looks like it's pretty good for $109. It's a little bit more than Behind the Seeds, Michelle. I don't know if have you done this one?
I haven't. It looks kind of neat. I'm looking at the Walt Disney World Resort tours page, and it looks kind of neat. So it says that you go through the 11 pavilions, and yeah, I think I just booked a tour. I'll talk about it in a few minutes. One of the things, if you're looking to do a tour, that you should know is that a lot of these tours are walking tours, and that this is one of them where they will not let you use your camera. But it sounds like a good one.
I think one more point.
Who's going to go on this tour? Oh, sorry. It's for teens and adults, it says on the...
Yeah, and that's a good point, because they're, depending upon the type of tour, there's an age limit. For instance, the one that we're talking about, the Destinations Discovered tour, you have to be 16 in order to go on the tour, and you can't go on the tour if you are 16 and you are not accompanied by a parent or an adult. So just keep that in mind if you're looking at any of these tours. If you have young children, you want to make sure that you have selected a tour in which they can participate.
So I just signed up for a different tour, but this particular tour also has a 15% discount for Disney Vacation Club owners, annual pass owners. You will need to have one of those numbers ready when you book your experience, and you'll have to pay when you book, so you're not paying when you get to the park too. All right, what's the next one we want to talk about?
I would like to talk about a lot. I think this would be something that a lot of hardcore Disney fans would like. It's called Undiscovered Future World.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a, I think it lasts about between four to four and a half hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's offered 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The cost is only, it's $64 per person, which I think is pretty good for 4.5 hours.
Mm-hmm. It actually says 69 on the website.
Oh, 69, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's see. So what this involves is that you walk through Future World and you're told about how Epcot came about, the history, how it was put together. Obviously, if you have ever seen that Walt Disney film where he talks about it, can see how he envisioned it to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that this tour goes to each pavilion and talks about what each pavilion represents.
Yeah, this sounds like a pretty good bargain for this long of a tour. So it says you'll go backstage for an exclusive look at areas usually off limits. It says visit one of the many VIP lounges on location, like the Seas with Nemo and Friends, Spaceship Earth, or Mission Space. Spaceship Earth now is a DVC one, though, right?
Ah.
You walk behind the outdoor portion of Test Track, which we do often while we're running Disney races. You head to Cast Services, where you can catch a glimpse inside the wardrobe department.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the one that I think is most exciting for me, probably for you too. You go behind the scenes at Illuminations Reflections of Earth and learn a few of the secrets of the nighttime fireworks spectacular.
Yeah.
From the technical specifics to its symbolic relevance to future worlds.
Yep.
And you get a commemorative pin.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a really nice one.
Michelle, do you see anything about how age limits or anything?
Yes, you have to be 16-year-old. You have to be 16 years old with a valid ID, it says. So you're not just going to go in with your 12-year-old and have him get on his tippy toes and say, he's really 16. He's small for his age. So
yeah.
I don't know what a valid ID. I guess a driver's license would be a valid ID. So.
I don't know if lunch is included. I can't tell.
It doesn't look like there's lunch for this one,
yeah,
as far as I can tell.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Michelle, what's next?
Well, next is the one that I'm actually doing this summer. I've wanted to do this for years, but the cost is pretty prohibitive, so I've had to save my pennies and nickels and dimes for this one. And that is the very long 7-hour, you're committing yourself for the whole day, Backstage Magic Tour. And that's where you get to look at several, it's called a one-of-a-kind VIP experience. So here are some of the things that you're going to do. You ready? See if it's for you.
All right.
You're going to go to Epcot. You're going to, again, for me, just this part alone would make it worth it. You're going to explore the inner workings of American Adventure as we reveal the feats of engineering and artistry behind this inspiring audio animatronic show. I mean, I think you've actually done that in a separate thing. Not this tour, but
I would recommend anybody who can go to see how the American Adventure is put together, you will never regret it. It's really nice.
I'm so excited. So even just to see, what do you call that thing?
I think it's called the wagon.
The
war wagon.
Okay.
Yeah, where they move all the audio animatronics up. I think that's what
it's
called.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So it's actually underneath the audience where you're sitting. That's where all the audio animatrons sit, and they move on a... Well, you'll see.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the Magic Kingdom, you get to, even though we're talking mostly about Epcot, I will talk about this. You get to go into the Utilidors, which I've been behind the, what is it? The Keys to the Kingdom tour. Mm-hmm. I saw that before, but that should be interesting. You get to go to Creative Costuming. You get to go to the central shops and look at the craftsmanship that make the dreams come true. And then you have lunch at some point along the day, you have lunch at the Whispering Canyon Cafe. So that's included in the price. How much would you pay, Mike?
How many hours?
7 hours.
Lunch?
Lunch,
I would say between 125 and 150.
Oh, boy. Well, you're going to be paying a little bit more than that.
I go.
So it is actually between $255 and $269.
Wow.
So you get 15% off if you're a DVC DVC person or you're an AP. So it came out to about $230, I think, for me. And the tour is only for tweens, teens, and adults. And so I'm excited. I mean, how much would lunch cost?
Well, it depends upon where lunch is going to be.
Yeah, so it's going to be Whispering Canyon Cafe.
Maybe $30. It's a barbecue. Maybe $30. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. So for this one, even though it's a longer tour, they're allowing 12-year-olds or older. And it says the locations are subject to change. So I called and I booked this one. They made it very, very clear that you could bring a phone, but you can't take it out of your pocket in some areas. Yeah. They don't want you taking pictures and ruining the magic for people who do not want to go on these tours. It makes sense. You can't wear sandals on this. And
safety purposes, probably. Mm-hmm,
yep. And you have to cancel 48 hours ahead of time. I know I've tried to do this before when I've had more limited time in Orlando, and it's booked well in advance, so you should make your plan ahead of time. So, yeah. So would you want to do that one?
That might be definitely something I would consider.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
See with that.
All right.
All right, Michelle, we're rounding out the Epcot tours, and there's only three more that I'm aware of,
mm-hmm.
and they all involve Epcot Living Seas.
Okay.
So let's take them one at a time. First, it's the Aqua Tour, and that one is one of those where you actually have to call to schedule it. It's an individual kind of a thing. It's for, it's for tweens, teens, and adults. The price is $145 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you get to snorkel with the sea turtles and the angelfish and the eagle rays and the sharks in their aquarium. It's an interesting thing because you have to, first off, you have to be able to snorkel.
Do you have to? Oh, snorkeling. I was thinking scuba. Okay. Snorkeling's pretty easy.
They provide the snorkeling equipment.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I might want to do that one too.
You have to bring a swimsuit. You have to be at least 8 years
of age. You have to bring a swimsuit? Forget it!
You have to be 8 years of age or older. And if you're under 12, you must be accompanied by a paying adult. Again, no cameras, no video equipment, no cell phones used while backstage. That's pretty much for all the tours. No jewelry. Again, it's that no cancel thing, Michelle. It's you have to cancel within 2 days of the reservation.
Yeah. So some other information about that one is it's 2.5 hours, but 30 minutes of it is in the water. The rest of the time is actually you're doing a backstage tour, a video, and then instruction. So it's 30 minutes of snorkeling time. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I guess it would be worth it. But there is a discount, a DVC, an annual pass discount. Looks like there's AAA and Disney Visa discount as well.
So that's one of the three tours that you can take in the Living Seas.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, why don't you talk about the next one?
All right. The next one is called Dive Quest at Epcot. It's daily at 4:30 and 5:30. And let's see. It is 3 hours. It's... $179 per person. All the discounts that we talked about applied. And for this one, it looks like you need to be about 10 years old to be able to do it. And here's the thing that was the scuba. You have to have scuba certification. So you have to know how to scuba to be able to do this one.
So you have to be 10 years old and scuba certified.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. I don't know many 10-year-old scuba divers myself.
Nope.
Do you?
Nope.
Yeah, but the tour itself is you're going to be actually scuba diving in the Caribbean coral reef at the Living Seas. And because there are so many windows in there, families and friends can watch you, and you can even do a DVD if you want to. I'm sure that's extra. You can purchase that for extra. So it says it's a 3-hour experience. You're going to spend 40 minutes of that experience doing the diving. So, yeah, that kind of looks neat.
Yeah.
I don't see you as a scuba guy.
I don't either.
Big water person.
No, it's not for me.
And what's the last one?
The last one is, it sounds like it's something really designed for kids. It's for teens and adults. It's called the Dolphins in Depth experience. It's about $200 per person,
mm-hmm.
and you get to spend time with the dolphins. It's a dolphin encounter.
Is there ever a time when a dolphin encounter is not a good idea?
I
don't think so.
You must be 13 years or age or older. You got to have a bathing suit. Let's see what else is.
No jewelry.
Wetsuits will be provided. No cameras again. No video equipment. No jewelry. It says this is a wading encounter where the dolphins are brought to you in waist deep water. You will not actually be swimming with the dolphins at any time. That's a good thing to remind everyone.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, and it's a 3-hour experience. And then you get a once-in-a-lifetime photo op and a souvenir. So it's an option. It's an opportunity to spend time with the dolphins. It looks like you spend about 30 minutes with them.
Mm.
Sit in on a training and research session. So it's pretty cool.
I mean, I did Discovery Cove SeaWorld, mm-hmm. and it was 30 minutes of all of us with the dolphins. And my time with the dolphins was probably about 5 to 7 minutes, so you're probably watching people with the dolphins, but still, they're dolphins. How awesome is that? Would you do that one?
No.
You're not a dolphin guy?
No. The dolphins, yeah, I'm fine.
Did you have a bad dolphin experience?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was maybe one of the mouse fests where we used to have at the dolphin. Not the dolphin hotel?
That's where they stay when they're in town.
That's where they stay.
Wow. Again, you and I, again, you mentioned this at the beginning, we've been so many times, and people say to us all the time, and I'm sure say to our listeners, you're going back to Walt Disney World again? This is one of the reasons you do that. There's so much to do.
So much to do, and like we have discussed, not everything is for everyone, so they try to offer as many diversified experiences as possible. For some people, they love the water. For others, they can take it or leave it. And for others, they'll do everything. So we've tried to cover the tours in Epcot and all the prices and all the things. So
yeah, I think some other important considerations is you want to book as early as you can because these things do fill up. And I was told for Backstage Magic that I do not need a park pass, that I would be taken through. So that's kind of interesting. So you want to check to make sure that you need a park pass or don't need a park pass for some of them.
Yeah.
And this is all online. So you can book. How do you book? You call 1-407-WDW-TOURS. And depending on when you call, you could wait. Today I had to call 4 different times because of issues. They had payment issues and things like that. But I waited. When I ultimately talked to somebody, the last phone call was a 31-minute wait. So probably try to call on an off time. They're opening hours for the tours tonight, which is Sunday night. They're open till 11. So maybe call Maybe call it 10:15 or something. You'll get quicker results.
It's actually 407-WDW-TOUR.
Tour, no S. Well, it doesn't matter if you do the
S. One more thing before we sign off, Michelle. I wanted to remind everybody that they're very, very, very serious about the cameras and the phones. Mm-hmm. And you really have to keep your phone in your pocket. You really have to keep your cameras hidden. Don't even take them. Mm-hmm. I mean, put them away somewhere. They're really serious. I know that for a fact. I've been on a lot. I've been on stuff backstage, and I know how serious they are about it. So please keep that in mind. And with that, everybody will have an enjoyable time, and the magic will stay as magic.
Mm-hmm.
So for Chris Haleopoulos, 1,500 miles away, who's maybe on a tour right now, of something, who knows?
Will Chris go on a tour?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's enough. What's that stuff he uses? Purell?
Yeah,
there's enough Purell, maybe. For Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you in the parks, on the road, in the parks, and maybe on a tour.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. And we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.